Life here on Earth depends on a range of complex chemicals, including sugars that are used in genetic material like DNA and its simpler relative, RNA. But it's always been a mystery how these molecules got here in the first place. A brand new study by scientists in France suggests that if chemicals contained in ice particles are zapped with ultraviolet rays from nearby newly formed stars, this can kickstart the creation of much more complex life essential molecules like sugars. Helen Fraser is a space scientist and an astrochemist at the Open University.
Astrochemistry is the study of where molecules come from in space, you know, how they're formed during the process of star and planet formation. What we see as a byproduct of star formation is loads of molecules forming. Carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, water, methanol, ethanol. They're very, very common in star-forming regions. And what's interesting about star-forming regions is they're very cold, about minus 263 degrees centigrade, so very cold. And so what happens is these molecules are not in gas, but they're actually frozen out and they form what we call astronomical ices.
Would the theory then be that some of these things form in space, drift around as these ices, and then somehow land on a newborn planet, like the early Earth, for example, where they could bring the raw ingredients to make complicated processes like the life process get going?
Sort of, yes. What basically is happening is when the star is actually forming, there's a huge cloud of gas and dust around it. And in that cloud of gas and dust, these ices, these molecules, undergo a lot of processing. They're affected by the starlight from the new star, which is ultraviolet light. They also get affected by heat. And one of the interesting things is all this dust and ice eventually is also the material that forms sort of the baby planets, the comets, the asteroids, and eventually the planets themselves. So whatever kind of chemistry is locked up in those small particles is also the chemistry which gives us the naked ingredients which can be delivered to the planets.
And where does this new paper shed light on that process?
Well, what these guys are actually trying to do is they're trying to recreate that process of how the chemistry is happening in a star-forming region in the lab. They try and recreate the low pressure and low temperature conditions in a star-forming region. And then they grow a model of this interstellar ice, this solid material that's made of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen and nitrogen. And then what they do is they shine a light on it. And this light is essentially an ultraviolet light simulating what the starlight is doing. And when this hits the ices, it basically stimulates lots of different chemical reactions. And then you warm the ice up as if the star is warmed up and the ice appears to disappear. But what's left behind in the experiment is actually what we call technically in the field yellow gunk. So we know from work that was done about 12 or 14 years ago that inside that yellow gunk there are some amino acids. What this paper is showing is that also inside that yellow gunk there are sugar type molecules and sugars, and they're also of biological interest.
What are the sugars and why might they be important?
The sugars that are actually here are glycoaldehyde and glyceraldehyde. And both of these sugars are very important in terms of synthesis of RNA.
This is a form of genetic material, isn't it?
Yes, which comes before DNA. So one of the key propositions in terms of evolution of prebiotic life is that first of all we have what we call an RNA world, which is dominated by this material, and then we move to a DNA type world that we expect to see now. So if you like, sugars are even the step before that. They're required to make that next synthetic step in the biology.
When they analysed the material, can they be reasonably confident that what they think their analyser is saying is in there is what's really in there? In other words, when you do the chemical tests on the yellow gunge and it says there are these sugars there, is it possible that you've actually changed the chemicals in the course of doing the experiment to test for them?
Well, this is a really good question, and actually is part of the reason why there's some controversy around this and experiments like this. So what they do is actually dissolve the yellow gunk in some liquid. Now, it's a little bit like dissolving sugar in a cup of tea, but rather than using hot water, you often use an acidic material. It can sometimes lead to different kinds of chemistries. it's a little bit hard from this paper to know how much that's adjusted the chemistry. And so I think time will tell on that one. That will be an interesting debate for the community to have, whether these very complicated sugars are really absolutely there or also a product of the analysis step.
We wait and see. That was the Open University's Helen Fraser.